This is an Algoa FM news exclusive.
In today's episode, I want to go back to a time when Vicky was still alive and fighting for custody of her child with Arnold in their bitter divorce. In May of 2021, this is 5 months before Vicky's murder, the High Court directed the family advocates to conduct an inquiry in order to advise the court who should get custody of the child. They required a psychological assessment of both Vicky and Arnold as well as the child. And this is not unusual at all, but Arnold said, due to financial constraints, he was not prepared to pay for these assessments. So because of this, an interim court order was put in place just until the divorce was finalized. And for this reason, the couple had joint custody. Now, Arnold was also instructed by the family advocates to pay Vicky maintenance of 18,500 rand per month, which is close to the amount she was paid when they were married. In episode 4 of this podcast, I revealed that Vicky was getting an allowance of roughly 20,000 rand a month that she had to use to run the household the way Arnold liked it. He also had to pay an additional 3,500 rand for their son for maintenance. He had to pay the rent of their townhouse, pay the water and electricity, pay for her Wi-Fi and the insurance of her vehicle. This is not bad. It's not a bad deal for a soon-to-be single mother, especially if it's true that Vicky was entitled to 5 million rand. So this divorce was going to cost Arnold a lot of money, no matter how you look at this scenario. And the fact that Vicky was killed a day before the divorce hearing is a solid motive for the state. And this brings me back to Reinhard Leach, and I want to revisit a very important piece of evidence that's in the possession of the state in the form of a letter allegedly signed by Leach. Now, the state said that Leach and Arnold had several conversations about Vicky and that Leach was spying on her for Arnold, even taking photographs of her legal documents pertaining to the divorce, obviously for him to have the upper hand and to know her next move. The state says that Arnold convinced Leach to draft an affidavit stating what a bad mother Vicky was and what a great father Arnold is. The state say that they are in possession of a WhatsApp message sent from Arnold's phone to Leach's phone with detailed instructions on what he wants in this letter. He allegedly wanted Leach to also mention in the letter that Vicky had asked him to kill Arnold. This was very interesting to me because the only other place it was ever mentioned that Vicky wanted Arnold killed was in a sworn affidavit from a state witness by the name of Christian Meyer, whom I discuss in episode 3, entitled The Accident. The letter also had to contain information that Vicky used drugs on a daily basis and that she even had it delivered over the wall of the complex in Mill Park. Also, that she struggled to look after her child. This letter had to be sent to the family advocates before the divorce hearing on the 19th of October 2021. Then on the morning of the murder, Terblanche allegedly sent Leach his email address and asked for the letter to be signed as requested by the advocates. I will now read this letter to you that was allegedly written and signed by Reinhard Leach and hand it over to the family advocates. My name is Reinhard Leach and I'm currently living with Vicky Terblanche. I'm not giving my consent to make my name public and would like to remain anonymous. I do, however, feel that the following information is necessary to be heard by the right people. I came into Vicky's life when she was going through a tough time. I listened to her complaints about how her husband is treating her. I felt sorry for her and decided to become part of her life and to be there for her son as I was a primary school teacher. I soon came to the conclusion that most of the information she gave me about Arnold was untrue. Now, Leach continued in this letter stating that Vicky was a bad mother, that she, that he was the one who had to get the child to school, to pack his lunches, because he said, and I continue, she was never really there. She can't wake up in the mornings on time because of all the tablets. She's drinking so many different types of medication. I spent so much money on her the past 2 months. I basically spent more than 30,000 rand in drugs alone. She keeps sending me to buy cocaine, cat, mandrax, tick, psychedelic mushrooms, and a lot of alcohol. I asked her to stop numerous times because she will die of all these drugs. She went behind my back and got dealers to drop drugs off. She also asked me if we could get someone to kill Arnold because then she will have a lot of money. I told her to forget about that plan, as it is unhuman of someone to take another person's life. We don't get to decide who lives or dies. God is the only one who can judge us. And that's the letter. And I must say, the irony of the last sentence is not lost on me. So Leach had now allegedly given Arnold what he wanted. A big ask for someone who's not a friend, because the state said that Arnold had a clear dislike of Leach. So what was Leach getting out of this? If Vicky was his cash cow, his accommodation, his transport, then why would he kill her? Because Arnold asked him to? State Prosecutor Marius Stunder will skillfully connect all these dots when the trial gets underway, as I can assure you he has not played all his cards. So they say Arnold disliked Leach because he did not have a real job, because his teaching career seems to be over. I can understand that Arnold must have been annoyed having to pay all this money to Vicky, the insurance, the Wi-Fi, the rent, and here is Leach, as the state said, just leeching around. So when Leach started driving around in Vicky's car, Arnold reportedly cancelled the insurance. It was also alleged that Leach was an online gambler, and when Arnold heard this, he cut off Vicky's Wi-Fi. Now, during this time, Vicky became very withdrawn, and some friends felt that they could never get hold of her anymore, and that she was not returning phone calls, and basically that she was not as present as she used to be. One person even felt that Vicky was ignoring her. I would like to end this episode with a voice note from Vicky Terblanche, where she explained to a friend that Arnold had cut off her Wi-Fi. You will also hear Leach in this voice note.
Nee man, ons krag was af gewees en ek kon nie my wel, die krag is nog steeds af en my ons armdoos het ons wifi gekanselleer. So ons sukkel om bly die wifi ook in die gang te kry. Ja, en gister was ek net 'n dol dag, so ek ignoreer jou nie. Daar was omtrent 4-5 mense wat ek moes terugbel en ek gedink ek sal nou gisteraand terugbel rustig op my tyd, maar obviously toe kon ek nou nie want dis die bly die krag af en my sies ons nou staan, is my batterij op 27%. Ek moes actually my blok gaan ry, net een bietjie charge. Ek ignore jou glad nie, ek beloof. Ok, I miss jou en is ek lief vir jou. Bye.
That was an Algoa FM News exclusive.